overbearing and controlling mother. 5 surprisingly effective steps to break free. A manipulative, intrusive, overbearing, micromanaging, controlling mother can make your life miserable. In the extreme, it can be soul-crushing and do violence to your sense of agency, leaving you wounded with a lifetime of low self-esteem and self-doubt. The mild version will get better with a few tweaks. Either way, it's better to realize what's going on early so you can come up with a plan to break free. It all starts with awareness. You can plot your way out of the dynamics by first understanding how you got there in the first place. Let me set you up for success with my 5-step process. Now, first you need to know where your overbearing and controlling mother is coming from. What exactly is motivating her? Then you need to take a look at your part in the thing, what you do, and adjust accordingly. Finally, you need to set your intention, handle the inevitable pushback, and go forward with the conviction that you are the boss of you. Okay, so here we go. I'll take you through a series of questions that will lay the foundation for your liberation. Please stick with me until the end. Number 1, know what's controlling her so you'll know why she needs to control you. Yes, admittedly, it's easier said than done. However, with a little research, you can gather a good idea about what's driving your mother to act the way she does. If mom has a personality disorder, she will most certainly be compelled to act in controlling ways. Is mom narcissistic, borderline, histrionic, or have high traits of these disorders? Now, if she does indeed have a personality disorder, she will most assuredly be using you to supply her own needs. In other words, to get her needs met, she has to maintain control over you. Personality disorder, traits of a disorder, trauma, or cultural pressures can drive mom's extreme need for control. Let's take a look at what I mean. Superiority. Does your overbearing and controlling mother need to be better than you or defeat you? This can be a sign of having a narcissistic personality disorder or a trait of that disorder. If so, mom needs to keep you under her thumb to keep you in a one-down position, of course, so she can be superior. Okay, fear. Is your overbearing mother afraid for you? Mom could be a fearful person in general, and in her experience, the world is a fearful place where one misstep results in catastrophic consequences. So in her mind, she needs to save you from a world full of danger through control. Relevance. Is your controlling mother terrified of becoming irrelevant? Is she only value added, that is in her mind, if she tells you something you don't know? At the core of this need for control is low self-esteem. In this case, she needs to control you to feel better about herself. Can't let go? Does your overbearing mother have abandonment issues and won't let you go? Now, in the extreme, fear of abandonment is a hallmark trait of borderline personality disorder. However, many difficult mothers simply have trouble letting go of their daughters and releasing them into their own lives. This mom needs to control you to keep you close. Over-identification. Does your overbearing mother see you in herself and assume you are all the same? If so, she'll assume that if something is a struggle for her, it must be a struggle for you. Because of this over-identification, she behaves in controlling ways. She makes assumptions and then acts on those assumptions rather than regard you as separate and treat you with the respect you deserve. Entitlement. Does your overbearing mother feel it's, well, her right to direct her every move? Again, another trait of narcissism. She regards you more like a possession. You exist to make her look good and feel good in this, I'm afraid, toxic dynamic. Trauma. Does your controlling mother overreact to, well, some issues and not others? If so, she might have buried trauma that's triggered. Knowing a bit about her childhood, well, can go a long way in identifying where a trauma lies. She's trying to have some control over what she couldn't control in the past. Now, it doesn't make it right, but it does make it real. Appropriation. Does your overbearing and controlling mother treat you as though you are an extension of her? Is she living or reliving, more like it, her life through you? If so, she's attempting to control her issues by controlling you. When you know what mom needs from you, you will know what you're up against for reasonable and, well, not so reasonable reasons. Knowledge is power. In other words, when you change the rules of the game up on her, as you must do to break free, you'll know what her protest is all about. Knowing what she expects of you and why, especially when it's unreasonable, well, that can set the stage for taking some control back and placing it where it belongs, squarely in your camp. When you set new expectations and boundaries, and I can show you how, instead of just feeling mean, you can reassure yourself that you are no longer enabling dysfunction. Big difference. Know yourself. You may be unaware of an overbearing mother's impact on you. Mom's controlling ways might have had a bigger impact than you realize. You might have told yourself for years that, well, she's only trying to help, when in fact, her controlling ways can contribute to, well, low self-esteem. In this way, when mom repeatedly takes over and she doesn't let you take on things without her input, she undermines your confidence and eventually your self-worth. Self-doubt. When mom questions and picks apart your every move, you learn not to trust yourself to make the right choices or live through making the wrong ones. Guilt. When mom acts as if you've done something wrong, when you assert your independence, even in small ways, you can't help but feel you've broken a rule you didn't know existed. You say the thing is, you're only human and the little girl in you just wants mom to be okay and okay with you. That's completely natural. If mom has been controlling you your whole life, well, then you've been programmed to resonate with that control. It's a habit by now. And nothing, my dear, will change unless the change comes from you. Now, I know it's not fair, but it is real. For example, do you seek your controlling mother's approval in ways that actually keep her in control of the relationship? Not making a move without her okay and giving her a report so she can weigh in? Do you wait for her to critique your life instead of simply sharing without explanation or apology? It's a subtle but important difference. For example, do you say, hey, mom, if it's okay with you, Jeff and I are spending Thanksgiving with his family this year. Instead of simply saying, mom, Jeff and I will be spending Thanksgiving with his family this year. Hear the difference? Are you terrified of disappointing mom because you're afraid of what will happen? Because of that, are you less direct with her than you would otherwise be? And then when you are, mom mows right on over your boundaries. It's a vicious cycle. One that is hard to break, but it's not impossible. Here's the deal. You have to train yourself to do what feels completely unnatural, even though you're actually doing what's right. It's like parting your hair on the wrong side. It'll feel awkward and wrong at first. Then before you know it, standing up for yourself, well, it becomes a new habit. Lead with intention. You need to know your own mind and lead with confidence. Don't ask. Tell. Get support and learn where you end, mom begins. Sort through what you value. Then take a stand and take the lead instead of reacting to mom's outrageous overreach. And here's a big one. Be prepared for pushback. If mom is used to having the reins of control, she isn't likely to give them up without a fight. She may feel entitled to it, or she may genuinely not know there is any other way to relate to you. Let her know that you'll want to be with her more if she isn't constantly criticizing or telling you what to do. You never know. If you're lucky, this may actually surprise her. But on the other hand, she may think that's a role she's expected to play. The culture certainly signals to mom that it's her job to fix anything wrong with her daughter. You might have the opportunity to re-educate her in a new way of relating. Or you may need to play hardball. When mom is faced with a choice, let go of some control or lose her relationship with you, and she knows you mean business, chances are, I think, she'll choose a relationship on your terms rather than have no relationship at all. Stay the course and follow through. Say what you mean and mean what you say. You've got this. It's a new day. More and more, I see women in my practice finding their voice, taking back their power, and refusing to let anyone control them, including their overbearing and controlling mothers. Won't you join them?